collie or a shepherd is a good watchdog too for children. Now, I didn't keep dogs like that to be worried about somebody hunting, because we didn't have very many people like that, you know, in this community. But they would take care of a child when it came to a snake or any danger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A snake, that dog would get that snake before it got that child. And they've just more or less protected a child, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good for children to have dogs.
I think it is. Yeah, I think all children should have dogs. And we had cats, too. Oh, Glory, I never did leave them in the house. They had all they'd take care of on the outside. Never did want to come in the house.
Uh-huh. Well, you said y'all had lots of cows.
Yes, we had cows that we milked, and then we raised cattle from it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We had cows that we had for years and years, and they would raise the calves from them, the little heifer calves and the little bull calves. We always killed the little bull calves, you know, we would kill them because we didn't keep but just one or two of the little bull calves.
Why is that? Would they fight if you had more than one?
No, it's on the breeding purpose, you know, for breeding purposes, you know, we didn't want them to mix in with some of them to mix in with the other cattle too. And then we kept all the little heifer calves in order that we could raise cows from them, you see.
When a cow has a little calf, is there any name for that?
Little calf or yearling?
I don't know. I just wonder what they call it when it has
a calf.
When it has its baby.
It's just a calf.
Did y'all have any other animals?
We had rabbits, old Glory, here one time. I remember one time we were raising rabbits here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got a rabbit here, and that was back, you know, rabbits is good meat to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were raising rabbits here, and we just had rabbits, old Glory, and we just had to give them a coming and going. We couldn't freeze them, we couldn't eat them, we just had to give them a coming and going.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only thing we ever did not have was sheep. We never did have any sheep. Back when I was a girl, though, they had plenty of sheep, mm-hmm. you know. They used the wool.
Why do people have them?
Oh, they used the wool and all to
a
make clothes.
Or anything else other than...
Well, I don't imagine they are.
I can't think of anything either.
No, I can't think of anything but just the wool off of them.
Do you know what the male sheep is called? I don't know.
No.
But since you didn't have any... I wouldn't, you know.
Oh, you're talking about the mama and daddy of it all around.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I didn't remember that.
Since we didn't have any sheep, I forgot what you was talking about.
And y'all had pigs and stuff?
Yeah, we had plenty of pigs.
What's a male pig called? A male? Not the pig, but the other kind of
a
pig?
A sow.
I guess.
And a sow has pigs. She's the mama of it all.
Did y'all have a lot of pigs?
Yeah, we had lots of pigs and hogs, too. The hogs, you know, was the older pigs that we would breed and have more pigs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The papa pigs was the boars,
mm-hmm.
and the mama pigs was the sows and hogs.
Do you happen to know what a castrated male hog is called?
Well, I know that you had to castrate the male pigs in order for them to be fitting to eat.
Uh-huh. Why do they have to castrate the hog in order for it to be good to eat?
Because the meat is not fitting to eat. It has a smell. And it has a taste to it. You can't eat a meat unless the hog has been castrated. You know what castration is?
Yeah, I know what castration is. What are those big teeth that the hog has?
That's the tushies.
Tushies?
Yeah. Used to, whenever I was a child. When I was a child, we used to would run from the old pig that had the tushies because we knew he'd get us.